You're listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW-FM 91.7 in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Hayden. Tonight on Your Legal Rights, it's all about redemption as we discuss second chances and clearing your criminal record. My guests tonight are Christopher Morales with offices in Redwood City and San Francisco. Mr. Morales is a certified criminal law specialist, certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar of California, and is a member of the Criminal Law Section of the California Lawyers Association. And Garrett Rutgers, with offices in Redwood City. Mr. Rutgers is a certified criminal law specialist, certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization, State Bar of California. If you have questions for my guests, our phone number to us here in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. That's ringing to us direct in the studio. If you're outside of the local calling area, that's outside of San Francisco, call on our toll-free number, which is 866-798-8255. Again, that's 866-798-8255. Chris, Garrett, let me welcome both of you to Your Legal Rights.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Thank you, Jeff. Glad to be here.
I'd like to start here. When should someone think about clearing their criminal record?
Well, Jeff, that's a great question. Pretty much whenever they come into contact with the criminal justice system or the police, if somebody gets arrested but not charged, they should immediately start looking into sealing and destroying their arrest record. If they are convicted, they should immediately start thinking about expungements and reducing felonies to misdemeanors. That can be done pretty much at any stage after the conviction. A lot of times it's easier after you're finished with probation, but even if you're still on probation, you can make certain motions.
So I've had some problems with the law. It's been a long time. How can I get a copy of my record to start?
Jeff, a lot of clients come to me, either call me or they're sitting in my office and they tell me that they were arrested 15, 20 years ago. They think maybe it was in San Mateo, maybe San Francisco. They're just not quite sure. So what I usually have them do is go to either a local sheriff's department and get their fingerprints taken and get a copy of their California criminal record. Or there are certain private companies like LiveScan where you pay, I think, $50 or $100, and you can get your criminal record. And that's a great place to start.
And as lawyers, we're not above this ourselves. We've all been ordered statewide to go to LiveScan and get our records pulled for the state bar so that they could put us in the system and track us as long as we're in practice. So this hits everybody, folks. We've talked about getting a copy of my record. Garrett, tell me, does this help me get a professional license?
Just getting a copy of your record will not help you with a license. That'll help you start the process to begin to clear your record so that once you apply for the license, you're more apt to be granted that license.
Are there licensing bureaus or agencies that might balk at a criminal record?
Oh, absolutely. There are many, many state agencies that look to criminal records to try and make moral turpitude determinations. And many of those licensing agencies can be very harsh in terms of whether they're going to grant a license to begin with or even allow you to maintain a license. So if you are charged with a crime, if you're dealing with that, that's something that you should be discussing with your defense attorney. It's something that you should be looking forward in terms of eventual hopeful expungement or sealing of your record perhaps so that you can either maintain your license or in the future apply for a license.
You know, Jeff, some licensing boards actually require you to get an expungement if you have a misdemeanor in the past or if you have a felony, get a certificate of rehabilitation before they will issue you your license. So you definitely have to look into that if you want to get a license, let's say to sell insurance or to sell used cars or to be a lawyer or a doctor, you definitely need to go back and clean up your record.
Right. There are actually many professions that some people would be surprised that you need a license. But, for instance, even a barber needs a license. So it's something that you should be absolutely aware of when you're discussing this with an attorney, whether you're coming to that attorney after the conviction or facing new charges.
Joe, who might be calling tonight, has a theft conviction. Now, this is many years ago. He's no longer, you know, in that lifestyle, but it's been many years. It's a fairly small case, but he doesn't plan on handling people's money, and he's working as a nurse. Is that something that's going to pose a problem for him likely?
Well, if you're working as a nurse, normally you have to get a state license. But Jeff, you know what? If you've made some mistakes in the past, go back and clean up your record, even if it's just for peace of mind. If you were convicted of a felony, there's no reason to go through life as a convicted felon if you can reduce your felony to a misdemeanor. Some misdemeanors are reducible to infractions. You just never know when a criminal record is going to come back and haunt you for employment reasons, for immigration purposes, you just never know. So there's no reason not to clear up a prior criminal record.
Absolutely, and there's no reason even to wait to do that. Sometimes when you're still on probation, you can actually approach the judge early if you've completed all of the conditions of your probation. You've gotten new arrests. You might have a judge reduce the term of your probation, maybe even reduce the charge down to from a felony to a misdemeanor, as Chris mentioned, and then you can right away start the process of getting your record cleared up and the expungement.
Now, someone with an old conviction, they have an old felony, it's been many years. How does one go about getting that felony, to get rid of it or to get it reduced to a misdemeanor?
So many counties have public defender offices, and some public defender offices, such as in San Francisco, have a clean slate program. And you can walk into the public defender's office and hopefully get some help, and they may be able to take your case on and go back to court and start cleaning it up. There are, of course, private attorneys like Garrett and I who handle these cases also. You may be able to handle it yourself. Every county should have a law library. You can get some good information there. You can also go to the adult probation department in your county. You can also go to the clerk's office. Some clerks, criminal clerk's offices are very helpful. They'll have the forms right there for expungements and for reductions of felonies to misdemeanors.
Can all felonies get reduced to misdemeanors?
No. There are many felonies that are just simply designated as a felony. And then there are other felonies that are optional in terms of prosecutors' charging decisions, or a judge has the option of reducing the felony to a misdemeanor. But some felonies, murder for instance, if you're convicted of murder, it's always going to be a felony.
Jeff, one thing that's important, several years ago, the voters of California passed a law reducing simple possession of drugs from a felony to a misdemeanor. So in the past, if you just had a small amount of cocaine for personal use and you got caught up in the criminal justice system, you were convicted of a felony. But now those are misdemeanors, so you can go back to court and get that reduced to a misdemeanor. I urge everybody who's listening, if they have a or know of somebody that has a prior simple possession for personal use of drugs that are felonies, to go back to court and get those reduced to misdemeanors.
And actually, that brings up a good point. There have been major changes in California law in the last 4 to 5 years. There are different names for some of the different legislation. The realignment provisions is what Chris was referring to, that have allowed certain felonies that were straight felonies to be reduced to misdemeanors. And also, there have been a lot of changes to the law in terms of your ability now to seal your records. So if, for instance, you applied to seal your record, say, 10 years ago and you were denied, it might be a good idea to contact an attorney and find out if perhaps the law has changed.
You're listening to Your Legal Rights, where tonight we're talking about second chances and clearing your criminal record. My guests tonight are both certified criminal law specialists, Garrett Rutgers with offices in Redwood City, and Christopher Morales with offices in San Francisco as well as Redwood City. If you have questions for my guests, if your friends and loved ones, anybody that you're familiar with may have a record, it may make their life quite a bit better to clear it, to make it better, to do whatever can be done, give us a call. Our number here in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're outside of the local area, call us toll-free at 866-798-8255. Again, that's 866-798-8255. We're encroaching on the holiday season. And as the season gets closer, I can't think of a better gift than to give somebody a second chance. Call. We can help you get started. Again, 866-798-8255. Where we left off, you both had spoken about whether a felony can be reduced to a misdemeanor. If I've been to prison, can I get my felony reduced to a misdemeanor?
Well, the classic lawyer answer is it depends, and it depends what you've been to prison for.
Once you've been to prison, convicted of a felony, it's a felony for all purposes. It cannot be reduced to a misdemeanor, is my understanding.
Well, you just mentioned an example. There are plenty of people who've been to prison, unfortunately, behind small amounts of narcotics. And those people, by operation of law, I think those have been reduced. Correct? Or am I wrong?
So what you're saying is that if this felony is no longer a felony, particularly certain drug charges, theft charges, things that might have been changed by Prop 47,
right,
for example, they should probably circle back.
Yes.
When should somebody know it's time to talk to an attorney?
Well, if they're too busy to do the footwork, to go to the public defender's office, if they're in a rush, if they can afford to hire a private attorney to make sure it gets done correctly the first time, then that's the time to reach out to a private attorney. And Jeff, I'm going to put in a plug here for certified specialists. Whether it's criminal law or family law or immigration law, certified specialists are, for the most part, at the top of their game. So if you're looking for a criminal lawyer for whatever reason, or even a family lawyer, always go to the State Bar website and look for somebody that's a certified specialist in that area. So if you're looking for a private attorney to help you clean up your criminal record, whatever county you're in, there will be a certified specialist in criminal law. Reach out to that attorney first.
Good answer. And it reminds me why I invited you here tonight. That's a subject that's very dear to my heart, as I recently chaired that section of the state bar for the state. I see a call coming in. It'll eventually work its way back to us. In the meantime, let me shift gears for a moment. What if I was never convicted? Is there a reason I should bother to get my record sealed?
Well, yes. Assuming that you were investigated, that likely would generate a police report, which potentially could be discovered in the future, depending on who you might be approaching for a job or a license. And depending on the circumstances of that arrest, it might be ripe for getting it sealed. And what that means is that if you get the orders from a court that are then presented to the police agency that made the arrest, that police agency has to then destroy the records and nobody can find out about them.
So, Jeff, if you were arrested, you were booked, which means you were fingerprinted and photographed. Your fingerprints are now in the database of California and probably nationwide through the FBI. And so even if you were arrested, never charged, completely innocent, it's really important to go back in and try to seal and destroy that arrest record because it's a permanent stain on your record.
I don't know if I'm catching one of you off guard or both of you off guard, but have either of you had any success dealing with postings on that would turn up with a Google search that might not have resulted in a conviction but might turn up on the internet? Maybe a blurb about someone being arrested, for example.
That's a toughie. So arrest records are public records, and newspapers and the media can pick up on arrests. And sometimes, especially in the smaller counties, the newspaper will publish the names and photographs of people who were arrested. I don't know of any mechanism to get yourself off of the internet that way. I do know that there's a way to get out of the database if indeed you get a court order to seal and destroy your arrest record.
Michael from Oakland, welcome. You're on Your Legal Rights.
Hello. I was wondering if a person was convicted of second-degree murder about 40 years ago, served their time a long time ago, and has been a good citizen since then, can they have that record sealed or expunged or anything done to hide it?
Michael's question refers to someone who has a very old conviction for second-degree murder. We're talking 40 years old. What can be done, if anything, to deal with that conviction, maybe to secure it or hide it?
Well, there's no way to hide it, Jeff, but you can, depending on what their sentence was, well, it's probably 15 to life. But if they were paroled out of prison and have lived a crime-free life since then, if it's been at least 7 or 8 years, then they can apply for a certificate of rehabilitation in the county where they live. A certificate of rehabilitation is basically a public proclamation from the presiding criminal judge that you have been rehabilitated. And so if you're able to get a certificate of rehabilitation, that also acts as a application for a pardon from the governor. And so, yes, even if you were convicted of something very, very serious, but you've led a crime-free life since then, you can get a certificate of rehabilitation, and you never know. You have a good governor like Jerry Brown right now. He has granted some pardons for even folks who are convicted of very serious charges.
Thank you very much.
Michael, thank you for joining us on Your Legal Rights. I hope that was some help to you.
Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you.
I know somebody who's an expert who does an exceptional job with certificates of rehabilitation. Sitting in the room with me, feel free to call him during the day if you wish. This is Your Legal Rights, and it's all tonight about second chances, all about clearing your criminal record, doing what we can to get charges reduced, expunged, whatever can be done. My guests tonight are both certified criminal law specialists, Christopher Morales with offices in San Francisco and Redwood City, Garrett Rutgers with offices in Redwood City. If you have questions from our guests, our phone number here in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're outside the local dialing area, call us toll-free at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. This is Jeff Hayden, and contrary to what I say to make the issues understandable, I really don't have a criminal record. That being said, one thing I didn't talk with you guys about, and I've taken an active role in this, and I think you guys have as well, what about someone with immigration issues? There are new tools about that. Can you fill me in a little bit about what people can do?
Jeff, it's super important to clear up your record if you're adjusting your status. If you're undocumented and you want to become documented, or if you're here with a green card and you want to become a citizen, you want to adjust your status upward, the federal government will be looking very closely at any criminal record. It depends on where you're at starting in the process, but I know that for some folks, they can have two misdemeanor convictions and they can still adjust their status. But if they have three convictions, they can't. If you have a conviction for domestic violence or for drugs or for possession of weapons, makes it very difficult to adjust your status. So it's very important to go back and hire – this one you're going to have to hire an experienced attorney to go back and see if they can vacate the conviction. And so – What a good attorney will do is go back, order up all the transcripts, the records, and see if there was a mistake made somewhere in the proceedings if there was a mistake made by the prosecutor or by the judge or by your former defense attorney, there's a potential to go back and vacate the judgment and to erase the conviction, which will help you in immigration court. It's also important if you have, let's say you have three misdemeanors and that knocks you out of the ballpark, but one of your misdemeanors is reducible to an infraction. There are a small number of misdemeanors like driving without a license, disturbing the peace, that are misdemeanors, but they're reducible to infractions. If you could reduce one to an infraction, then you only have two misdemeanors, and then you're good to go with the federal government and adjusting your status. So yes, it's especially important for immigrants and people in the immigration process to hire an experienced attorney to go back and see what they can do as far as cleaning up that prior record.
Do you want me to jump in, or do you want to take the call?
Go ahead. And Sarah from Pinole's on the line. Sarah, if you'll bear with us just a moment, I want to finish this one thought, and then,
sure.
then we'll come to you.
So we have actually a very new penal code section that was enacted and became effective as of January 1 of 2017. And that's Penal Code Section 1473.7, and that deals specifically with a reversal of a conviction where you're facing adverse immigration consequences. You no longer have to be in custody. You don't have to be on probation or parole. So this is not by way of writ. This is specific to our California Penal Code, and it is part of the sweeping changes that have been recently made in terms of criminal law. And in terms of immigration consequences, if you have an adverse consequence, you're facing deportation proceedings, and you can show that there was some kind of a mistake or an error made in your underlying conviction. And generally what that means is that you had bad advice from your attorney. Your attorney didn't address the immigration issues, and you went into the plea thinking, all I'm going to suffer is, say, 30 days in jail and probation, and then later down the road you find yourself in immigration proceedings, and you had no idea that would happen, and it was never discussed with your attorney. That would be one way you might be able to undo that old conviction. Or you can show there's some new evidence wherein you're actually innocent. That's another way that you can reverse that conviction. And the real advantage to that section is that it goes back in time pretty much endlessly. You can have an old conviction, 10 years old, 20 years old. And if you're successful, it restores the case back to where you were before the conviction was entered. So you're still facing the original charges. But the reality of the situation for any prosecutor is that a 10-year-old set of facts are effectively stale, and obtaining a conviction on a 10-year-old set of facts may be very difficult to do. And before you even are facing a trial, you're going to be facing some kind of settlement conference where, again, with a good attorney who's probably consulting with an immigration attorney, you can negotiate a settlement of your case that may not have adverse immigration consequences, and get your status elevated, as Mr. Morales talked about.
Sarah from Pinole, welcome. You're in your legal rights.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I am a child welfare worker, and oftentimes when we try and place children with relatives, having a previous criminal conviction rules them out for possible placement because we do full background checks through the FBI and live scan. And I'm curious if there's ever any way to fully expunge those types of records, because even when we have relatives who say they've had their records expunged, these things still come up and rule them out for possible placement of children. So I was wondering if your guests could speak to that.
Sarah, you actually hit what was on the list for my very next question, which is, can I ever get my record completely sealed?
Sarah, that's a great question. I get asked that question a lot. So an expungement, it doesn't erase the conviction. The way that I normally put it to clients is that it softens the conviction. And on your criminal record, when you go to live scan, the conviction will still show up on your record, but the line below it will say something like, in the interest of justice, the judge allowed defendant to withdraw their guilty plea and the case is dismissed. And so, yes, there's if you've been convicted, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to actually erase that part on the record, but the expungement does soften it, and you should definitely point out the expungement to any licensing agencies, because you don't get the expungement automatically. You have to go to court. A judge has to sign it. You have to have shown that you have been rehabilitated to some degree in order to get the expungement.
And doesn't that point to the difference between an expungement and a sealing? Because a sealing would actually erase the record of arrest, including destruction of the actual police reports, which I think would open up, in your case, maybe a home to a child where somebody's living there and they do have some kind of an arrest, but not necessarily a conviction.
And Sarah, in answering your question, there are times, and I'm going to open this up to my guests as well, but there are times when maybe erasing the conviction may not be an answer, but there's something you can do to minimize it to a point where it would not exclude the potential adoptive parents from adopting the child or family for the child to be placed with. Do you want to elaborate on that, Chris?
Well, I think so Sarah knows this better than me, but it may be the type of conviction that maybe would render somebody not eligible to take a child, right?
So there are certain cases that are exemptable, and you can get letters of recommendation that make it so that you can still have a child placed with you, but there are certain offenses that automatically rule someone out, something like armed robbery, murder, oftentimes sexual offenses, those types of things.
Yeah, those are toughies to clean up, and I can understand that. But for more minor offenses, like a minor drug case or a minor theft case, I think
somebody, those are easy.
Yeah, those are easy. But to answer your question, an expungement does not erase the conviction. It just softens it.
And Sarah, one of the things that, and we talk about reducing offenses or making them less serious, when there are some things that we can do pretty readily to change a conviction. And if we're talking about things such as reducing a felony to a misdemeanor, once that happens, it's deemed to have happened from the time of the original conviction. It dates back, even though it happened years later. So there are several things to do to fix it. When you're talking about placing a child, if it's at all possible, refer them to legal counsel, whether it's through the public defender or if they have the wherewithal to send it to a private attorney. But you definitely want that.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for joining us on Your Legal Rights. So we have a caller that's called in, and instead of wanting to speak on the air, they did ask a question to be passed along. If your arrest or conviction's been sealed, can you honestly say no if a prospective employer asks you if you've ever been arrested or convicted? Now, we used to tell people, even with an expungement, that they could say that. And while it may be legally true, they're going to be called out on that when they find it on LiveScan or find it some other record. So we don't really advise that typically anymore. If a record's been sealed, can you honestly say that?
If your record's been sealed and destroyed, so normally the sealing and destroying goes like this: the record is sealed for 2 years and then it's destroyed. But yes, you can honestly say that you were not arrested if that happens. Now, the trickier part, Jeff, that you alluded to is if you have an expungement, what do you say on your job application? And you can honestly and legally say that you did not suffer a conviction on an application if you were able to get an expungement. But I usually tell people, and Jeff, you hit it right on the head, that if you know the potential employer is going to get your criminal record, it's better to tell them, look, yes, I was convicted of this DUI in 1999, but I did get it expunged, and this is what an expungement means. And if you are applying for any sort of state license, then you should just fess up right away. But you should always point out that the conviction was expunged. And also, this goes to Sarah, to Sarah's case. At least a couple times a year, somebody will hire me to write a letter just to explain to a prospective employer or an agency what exactly an expungement means, or what exactly does the reduction of a felony to misdemeanor mean, because still on the record the felony shows up there. So sometimes you have to hire an attorney to write a letter and explain exactly what the cleanup mechanism has done and where you stand right now in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions from prospective employees with the tech sector, and it's a tough question to answer because, of course, the tech sector is very good at finding out information.
You're listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW 91.7 in San Francisco. We'll be back right after this.
Support for KALW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's lawyer referral service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.
I'm Jeff Hayden, and tonight on Your Legal Rights, we are talking second chances. We're talking about clearing your criminal record. My guest tonight, certified criminal law specialists, Garrett Retkers with offices in Redwood City, and Christopher Morales with offices in San Francisco, as well as in Redwood City. If you have questions for my guests, our phone number in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're outside the local dialing area, please call us on our toll-free number. That's 866-798-8255. Again, that's 866-798-8255. Call us on those numbers. It won't cost you any money, and you'll come through on the line directly to us in the studio, just like Joe from Marin. Welcome. You're on Your Legal Rights.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Back in 1972, I was arrested for trespassing, and it was basically a youthful indiscretion. I have not been in trouble since, nothing at all. I hardly even get a traffic ticket. And I plan to work for the government somewhere down the road over here. Would it be best for me to expunge or to seal that particular? What should I do with that? I know, even though it's very minor, though.
Joe, that's a very good question. You're really asking about what's the best tool to get the most relief. Would either one of my guests like to field this one?
Well, I have a question for Joe. You said you were arrested for the trespass. Did you actually have to go to court?
Yes, I did. I had to go to court. This was in another state. This was in the state of New Mexico years ago. Yeah.
And do you know if you were fined? Did you enter a plea?
Yeah, I was stupid enough to enter a plea of guilty.
Okay, so there's a conviction, and so you know, the specialists in this room are California attorneys, so you're going to want to contact somebody specifically in New Mexico. I'm sure they have some similar statutes to California.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They would look to see, you know, whether you were placed on probation.
No, there was no probation. There was nothing.
Okay.
I was just in jail for I think for the weekend, and that was it.
Probably some relief would be to maybe get it reduced to an infraction and then either expunged, or if New Mexico has a sealing provision for infractions, then I would go that route. But I would recommend that you talk to somebody in the state where you were convicted, and in fact in the county where you were convicted, get somebody local who is versed on the local procedure there.
Okay. So you think getting it reduced to an infraction is a good bet, is a good way to go.
If that's an option in New Mexico, yes, and it's absolutely something you should do. It's obviously something that you are thinking about still, and it might impact your future employment prospects.
Joe, I should caution you that we've been talking about relief available under California law,
yes.
And the laws differ in other states. I don't know if either one of my guests has had any experience in New Mexico. So, and I see heads shaking.
No,
I haven't. But you know what, Jeff? I'm gonna put out a boost for any New Mexico certified specialist. I have gone to different websites in different states, and they have something like certified specialists or people who are really experts in a particular area of the law. So go to the state bar website for New Mexico. And see if you could find a certified specialist in criminal law in the town where you were convicted.
Right.
Okay. Is this something that a lay person can do with it doesn't seem very complicated. Maybe filling out some forms. Is that something a layperson could do?
That would be hard to answer without really a familiarity with the law of that particular state. State provisions vary. There may not be relief valves in every state. It may be buried in some states. Some states, the entire code system is just a series of numbers, and you won't find it unless you know where to look. Other states, okay. It's very easy. It would be a good idea to start with a friendly voice in New Mexico, someplace where you may be able to get some free advice as a starting point, and you could better assess that.
Yes. All right, sir. Listen, thank you so much. I think you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for joining us in your legal rights.
Yes. Bye-bye.
So you both mentioned some changes in law. And what I'm curious about is, for someone who may have tried this several years ago, tried to get their records sealed or tried to get an expungement, maybe get a reduction, and the answer was no. Are they out of luck, or might they have better luck if they try again now?
Well, they should keep trying again. So sometimes prosecutors will object to a reduction or some sort of cleaning up vehicle because for them and for judges also, not enough time has passed. The defendant or the person trying to clean up their record has not, in their eyes, earned it yet. So the longer, the more distance you put between you and the conviction, the better your chances of prevailing in pretty much any type of motion to clean up your record.
And in fact, I've had clients call me where they have gone in and tried to fill the forms out themselves, and it's just simply denied with no explanation. And what's happening there is a prosecutor has reviewed it and made a recommendation to a judge to deny the motion. And usually the clients, when they come into my office, don't know what the reason is. And if they hire me, I start to investigate that. And oftentimes I find out it's for a really minor reason, such as they missed a deadline on a payment of a fine, even though the fine was paid in full. And I will typically file a more detailed motion laying out what happened and why the so-called violation of probation occurred, which then gives a judge discretion to grant the expungement. And if we can fill in the details, most judges are willing to listen to that, and a lot of judges will take action.
I agree with Garrett. So when we file expungements or some other motion to clean up somebody's record, we will attach character reference letters, client's resume, their high school diploma, college diploma. We will make a strong case for the granting of the motion, something that will overcome any objections from the prosecutor or the judge.
Right. And the typical pro per, our last caller, Joe, asked, is it something he can do himself? And my answer to most of my clients is you can certainly do it yourself, just like you can fix your plumbing at your house. It might not be the best job, but you can do it yourself. The form that you're provided by the clerk's office is a two-page fill-in-the-blanks form that is not going to provide the level of detail that Chris mentioned. And that's the kind of detail that oftentimes I think that judges are interested in and that judges will take action on.
One of the things that we do as lawyers, Joe, is to connect the dots in a way that it'd be hard to do if you haven't had the training. So when we talk about why they should grant you the relief, we not only bring forth your background and tell your story in a way that we're trained to tell it, but additionally connect the dots as to why that relates to what happened way back then and, more importantly, why you're not the same person, why you're entitled to relief. And maybe you're the same individual, but not the person described. Maybe you never were the person described. George from San Francisco, welcome. You're on your legal rights.
Yes, good evening. I just wanted to add something. Some years ago, I was involved helping to do evaluations for law enforcement here in the city. A young woman came in applying for a job in law enforcement, and she had a conviction for shoplifting and scamming one of the large department stores by stealing things and then bringing them back with the tags on to get money. It was part of, it was organized. Well, she was convicted. She had her records sealed. But for law enforcement, it seems nothing is sealed. And they knew about it, and this was an issue. She could not get a job with law enforcement. So I don't know if that holds up to this day, but law enforcement seems to have the ability to know what has happened.
George, thank you, and thank you for joining us. We really value your professional opinion, Dr. George, and really welcome you and appreciate that. They do have access to more than most sources and place a heightened level of scrutiny when you're dealing with law enforcement. Chris or Garrett, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, that again is the difference between an expungement, as Chris said, which softens the conviction, and actually being able to seal your record. And again, a sealing presupposes there was no conviction. The other vehicle that you've got is the certificate of rehabilitation and eventual governor's pardon, which, again, I'm not sure how the cops would treat a pardon because they're still going to have the records, aren't they, Chris?
They probably will, yeah. They probably will. One thing I want to say as a caveat, I know we've all been encouraging people to seal and destroy their arrest record. I deal with a lot of immigration attorneys because I help immigrants clean up their record. Some immigration attorneys will tell me, Chris, don't seal and destroy the arrest record yet because it will pop up in immigration court and we may need to dig in there and see exactly what happened. And if you go ahead and seal and destroy the arrest record now, then we won't have that opportunity. You know, once a client has become a citizen or adjusted their status, then we can go back and do that. So that's the only caution I would say is if you are adjusting your status, you may want to hold off on sealing and destroying your arrest record until after you have adjusted your status. And again, I'm not an expert in immigration law. Always consult with a certified specialist in immigration law.
If I'm smiling, it's because as we're speaking just now, as Chris was speaking, I got a text from a listener who commented, "Now I can't say break a leg." You're listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW 91.7 in San Francisco, where we're talking about second chances in clearing your criminal record. My guests tonight are certified criminal law specialists, Garrett Rutgers with offices in Redwood City, Christopher Morales with offices in Redwood City and San Francisco. And we're talking about giving people second chances. It's a holiday season. Let's talk redemption. If you have questions for my guests, our phone number right here in the studio is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're calling from outside of the local dialing area, 866-798-8255. Again, that's toll-free, 866-798-8255. I'm still reeling from that last call, gentlemen. I know who that was, and without saying on the air and going into a lot of detail, I am humbled. I did not know I was a listener, and I'm really kind of reeling with that. Where we left off is I tried this several years ago. Might I have better luck today? Now, we talked about how it was pitched or whether a judge might have thought it wasn't long enough, but there have been some laws that have changed.
Oh, absolutely. Again, that goes back to realignment. Many of the felonies have been reduced by operation of law now to misdemeanors. The ability to reverse a conviction where you've suffered adverse immigration consequences has changed, and you know the landscape is changing drastically in the criminal defense world.
Hey, Jeff, I do want to follow up on your comment about this being the holiday season. Guess what's a very good time to file your expungement?
Oh, yes.
In December.
Absolutely.
Tell us why, Garrett.
Well, any practitioner knows that judges like to feel good around the time of the holidays, and these are the kind of motions that you do want to try and schedule sometime in middle to the later part of December. Because, you know, honestly, people, even people in the system and even prosecutors like to see people turn things around. And ultimately it benefits everyone to let somebody have a second chance and be gainfully employed and contribute.
Hey, Garrett, what about – we had a discussion before the air about voting rights and your ability to vote as a convicted felon. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is something that I thought about, you know, just before the show because, of course, it's been in the media recently that, you know, Florida apparently enacted some legislation allowing ex-felons to vote. And as we know, Florida's been kind of a game changer in the last few elections. So I thought it would be interesting to take a look at California. And, you know, we're a blue state through and through, and, of course, we've got a more liberal view on voting rights. And so what happens there, the only way that you lose your voting rights in California for a criminal conviction is, number one, you have to have been convicted of a felony, and you have to actually be in prison or on parole. And if you have either of those two statuses, then you are not able to vote. But you automatically restore your rights to vote when you've completed parole. So you're automatically eligible to vote. And the only thing you really have to do is either register to vote if you've never registered or re-register. And I would hazard a guess that many of the folks who find themselves trapped in the criminal justice system are younger and may have never voted because they didn't think it was important. I would encourage those very same people coming out on the other side of the system who have very unique and personal views about the system and the way things operate to register to vote, not just think, oh, I can't vote. I've got a felony on my record. You have a voice. You should be heard. Absolutely. You have a unique perspective, and you need to get out, and you need to vote.
Tonight on Your Legal Rights, we are talking about second chances and clearing your criminal record. My guests tonight, certified criminal law specialist Christopher Morales in Redwood City in San Francisco and Garrett Rutgers in Redwood City. There's still a short time to get a call in. You can call us in the studio at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're calling outside of the local dialing area, it's 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. 8255. There's still a few minutes. Time's growing short, but if you call us directly, you'll be on the air just like Rick from Foster City. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
How you doing?
Great. Now that you've joined us, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I had a question about I ran through a red light yesterday morning on the way to work. I was a little bit late, and I was trying to see on what lane I was going to be in, and all of a sudden I looked up, you know, the yellow light. I saw it's too quick to stop, so I just went ahead and punched it, and then I seen it turn red, seen the lights flash behind me, and I'm from Austin, Texas. I just was up here working a little bit, and you know, I got Texas tags on it, and I was going, oh, well, that's going to go back home to Texas, I was figuring, so I didn't know what would be my best course of action and how to take care of that.
So, Rick, is this a traffic ticket that you got?
Well, I haven't got it yet, but I, you know, when I went through the red light and I seen the lights flash and the cameras.
Oh, okay. So you think you might have got trapped by a red light camera?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, watch your mail. You know, those things come through the mail, and it depends on the truck that you were driving, whether or not it displayed a license plate, and whether or not that truck is in fact registered to you. If it's not you.
Well, it's my car, and it was a car, and it is registered to me.
Okay, well, that's not exactly record sealing. That would just be straight defense. But the red light tickets, there are many defenses that could be brought to those. They're kind of fun to do. I enjoy doing those kind of cases. Watch your mail. You're going to get something in the mail, and depending on how many points you've got, and I don't know Texas law because you're licensed in Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure what the point system is out in Texas, but I'm sure that, you know, you don't want that conviction on your record. It's going to increase your insurance rates.
So is there somebody, I always see the signs, you know, don't pay that ticket.
Yeah.
You know, without contacting us first.
Yeah.
You know, who should I, who should I try to look up to talk to about that?
Well, you've got two lawyers sitting here that are specialists. I know other attorneys that sort of specialize. They're not state bar specialists in this, and there isn't a specialty in ticket defense, but I do know a number of lawyers who do quite a bit of traffic ticket defense. I would think, you know, it might be something that you want to hire an attorney in California if you're going to be out in Texas and fighting.
I'll be here. I'll be here in California for a few months.
Rick, before you actually look for an attorney, actually call one of the people in those ads, I would talk to a criminal attorney. If they don't do traffic tickets, they know who does.
Right.
There are some defenses, and one of the things I'll tell you is that if that ticket isn't put in the mail to you within 15 days, it's probably not coming. But they may send it to Texas, where your license is.
Okay.
Do you have somebody out in Texas that watches your mail out there? Whatever the address is where you're registered.
Yes, sir. My daughter takes care of all that.
Well, make sure she knows to look for it.
Okay. And then I can get a hold of y'all if it does pop up?
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, I haven't announced this yet, but we are coming back with a Call a Lawyer night. You can talk for free to a lawyer who's not on the air. You can call in, have a free consultation. It won't be broadcast on the radio. You can get into the nitty-gritty. That's coming on December 12th right here, and you'll be hearing about that in a few minutes when we close out the show.
Okay, yeah. Well, I listen to y'all all the time. Well, I listen to public radio pretty much every evening and get bored of the regular radio going on.
All righty, Rick, thank you for joining us on Your Legal Rights.
Thank you.
Sam from San Francisco, you're on Your Legal Rights. Welcome.
Hi. So I have an awkward situation. So about 3 years ago, I was charged by the federal government for a crime. They actually showed up at my door. They questioned me, and then they kind of detained me till I next morning had to show up in court and hear, you know, what the court says. They released me to actually go to a different state where the crime actually occurred, and then go to court and whatnot from there. Anyway, but they actually detained me when they actually put me in jail the night. They didn't handcuff me or anything. They just put me there so I'd show up in court the next morning. And after fighting with them for a year, the charges are dropped and the case is dismissed. But now every time I fly international and I come back, I always get stopped at the airport because even though I was fighting for that year with the government, I was on probation. You know, I was never in jail or anything. It was just that they needed me to check in every time. There was the condition of me being free at that time till the case was dropped, dismissed. And I'm pretty sure it was sealed. I don't know. I need to go back and ask. But every time I get stopped at the airport, they question me like I'm on probation. They contact the probation officer, even though I explain to them and I show them the record showing that it was dropped and the case was dismissed. Do you think I need to, first of all, go back and try to clean and erase that detain/arrest record? And then also, what do you think might be causing me to be stopped at the airport every time I travel?
Sam, did you go to court, to federal court in another state?
Yes, that's correct, in Iowa.
In Iowa, okay. So, unfortunately, Sam, there are no vehicles in the federal criminal justice system to clean up your record, an arrest record or a conviction. The only vehicle is a presidential pardon. And so there's really not a whole lot you can do, unfortunately, in this scenario.
Okay.
Sam, one thing you might do, though, if they're stopping you routinely thinking that you're on some kind of probation and seeking a probation officer, it may show that there's an outstanding warrant or that you're, for some reason, still under the guise of pretrial services who work with you. They are probation officers in the federal system while you're on release waiting for trial. And it could be that something needs to be closed out, that there's a file open electronically or something that gives that signal. I would suggest, I can't advise you, certainly not on an Iowa offense, but I would suggest to you strongly that the first place I would start is with the attorney that helped you get rid of that case in Iowa. They can look it up and see if maybe things weren't all closed out that should have been, and they can help you out.
Okay. Okay. But what about that, me being detained for that night? So if you can show up in court the next day. Do you think that is on my record? Now, I can tell you I did apply to be a notary, and it was completely approved, and there was no hiccups or anything. So I don't know if it was clean or if it's still there.
Sam, was that night that you were detained, was that the only time you spent in custody?
That's correct.
And did they book and fingerprint you that night?
I think they did fingerprint me.
Okay.
They may have also taken a picture, but I think that's it. But I didn't have any handcuffs, but they did, you know, it wasn't a jail. It was more like the closed box with the...
Yeah, I think you're best off contacting your original attorney and following up with that person.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sam, thank you for joining us. I hope we've been of some help to you.
Yes.
Time's running short. I'd like to give each of you a moment to, if there's anything you want to add.
This is the radio show of sealing, but one of the things I want to emphasize to anybody that's facing criminal charges is to consult with your attorney with a forward-looking, future-looking view toward either completely sealing, if there's no conviction, whatever you're arrested for, or if there is going to be a conviction, trying to get the conviction reduced as far down as you can, and also giving opportunities early in probation to get off probation early or get the charge reduced and then eventually expunged. Those are things that, even though it's going on right now, that can make a lot of difference in a year or 2 years out.
Yeah, so Jeff, if somebody is a convicted felon and it's reducible to a misdemeanor, get it done now. There's no reason to go through life as a convicted felon if you can get it reduced to a misdemeanor. It's even if you have a steady job and you don't, it's not for employment or immigration purposes, for peace of mind. And you know, there's a certain amount of shame involved with being a convicted felon. Look into it, into reducing it to a misdemeanor or expunge. You could expunge felonies also.
Right.
And those words of hope and looking forward will be the last words on the subject. I'm Jeff Hayden. We've been talking tonight about clearing your criminal record, giving people second chances. My guests tonight have been certified criminal law specialist Christopher Morales. Mr. Morales has offices in Redwood City and San Francisco, and with Garrett Rutgers, with offices in Redwood City. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Jeff.
We'll be back next week on Your Legal Rights, and our Call a Lawyer feature is coming back with our holiday edition, which is meant to cover both November and December. We'll be back with our Call a Lawyer night on December 12th. Again, our thanks to you for listening. Our thanks to our production assistant, Martin McLean, and at the controls, Joanne Marr. I am Jeff Hayden. Have yourselves a good night, and thank you for listening.
Support for KALW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.